So that's a common thing that comes up, and people are always saying experiments are so expensive, you know, and we really shouldn't be spending that much resources on many things. The critical thing that people don't focus on is the major factor that makes for what appear to be big costs here is original data gathering and measurement. So that is, as was the case from the early experiments, where you're measuring the outcomes by a survey, where you're going to go to the people that are in the control group and in the treatment group, and you're saying, are you working, and who in your household is working, and so forth. So you're gathering the data originally, and that costs a lot of money to go out there and get the data from people and then to process it and so forth and design. So to the extent, so that's where the cost is. The big cost in these big studies is where you've got original data collection. To the extent you can substitute administrative type of records that you consider are reliable and comparable, then you're going to cut the costs enormously. The true cost of an experiment is the cost of flipping a coin. So that's what you ought to focus on. Now, then secondarily, you ought to say, is everything we're doing in this, are we doing it, do we have to incur that expenditure to make the experiment useful and successful? Or is there a cheaper way to get to the same point? Or is that really, that's an added frill, it'd be nice, and in a sense, we all get tempted with this when we're doing these studies. I've got the sample out there, I'm going to do it. Heck, why don't I also measure this as we go along the way? And we learned over time the problem is that complicates the study and it greatly complicates the analysis. So one of the lessons we've learned for most of these experiments is keep it simple. When you're testing it, keep it as simple as you can. That doesn't mean you don't want to try a couple of different things, but don't get into, I was just talking to someone the other day who's running an experiment in Kenya, 19 different treatment groups from interactions of various types of sanitation measures and so forth. It'll be impossible to really do a sound analysis of that stuff.